Soggy summer dampens the pumpkin crop. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I've been growing pumpkins, 25 years. We thought we've had bad years, but this beats them all.
For most farmers across the state, the unusual cool and rainy summer has had mixed results. While it looks as if it's going to be one of the better corn crops in some time, just the opposite for commercial produce farmers, especially pumpkins. Lloyd Swalford in Bledsoe County says just too much rain and not enough sunshine.
I grow about 70 acres, and we have, in other years, we might have lost some production-wise, but we've got fields this year that we're just not even going to, there's nothing out there. They wouldn't set on a bloom, and they just did not do nothing. So it's going to be the worst pumpkin year we've ever went through.
And that's pretty much the same for other farmers on Dayton Mountain. That's an area between Pikeville and Dayton that was at one time considered the pumpkin capital of the world. And while Lloyd Swalford says a few of his fields on hill ground were able to produce some pumpkins, nowhere near to meet his normal demand.
We have customers, they just show up. They know we usually have them, and they're coming from Florida and Arkansas, and then we get here and we can't supply them, and so it's just really frustrating. It's a frustrating year for the pumpkin business.
Swalford says the same result as well for his tomato crop, just too much rain. But other farms around the state that offer fall agritourism venues are still up and going. Many have had to have pumpkins shipped in, but those corn mazes in particular have done exceptionally well this year, and they'll be operating through Halloween, and you can find one near you by going to the Pick Tennessee Products website. You can also follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Lots of family fun activities and fall decorations available. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.